Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Abraham McDonald is definitely no stranger to this program. The singing sensation has been on for the past few years, talking to us about the journey that's been his life in music and also what it's been like for him to connect with you, his fans. He's back today, though, to talk to us about the year that was 2012 for him, as well as how he was able to be able to keep his eyes focused on the prize as he was going through some difficult times this year. And more importantly, of course, we're in the holiday time. So he's also going to be telling us a little bit about his plans for the holiday, and we're going to be introducing his single, Giving You My Heart for Christmas. It's available right now on iTunes, so you definitely want to make sure you get yours. Here it is. We'll be right back with our conversation with Abraham McDonald. Make sure you stay with us.
Yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah, yeah. Been wondering what to get you for the holiday season. Want it to be special for so many reasons. Went to Macy's, Saks and Bloomingdale's, but nothing caught my eye. So I'm gonna give you something money can't buy. I'm giving you my heart for Christmas. It's so filled with love.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And we're back with Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. As I mentioned before, singing sensation Abraham McDonald is back with us. He's really had an amazing career in music. This year, he was able to overcome some great challenges. We're going to talk to him about the year that was 2012 for him. Also, of course, it is the holiday time. His single that we heard at the beginning of the program, I'm Giving You My Heart for Christmas, is now available. But Abraham, welcome back to Conversations Live, man. We're glad to talk to you again.
How you doing, Cyrus? I'm happy to be here.
Hey, man, I know I was, of course, me like others, we stay in contact with you on the social site, so we know you weren't feeling the best today, so we appreciate you taking out the time to be with us. You know, Abraham, you don't have the luxury of really being able to keep too many things to yourself. You have had an amazing journey in the public. We've gotten to know you, love your music, of course, and you've been able to be with your fans. Talk to us about the year that was 2012, though, what it was like when you look at, you know, the amazing highs you had, of course, how you were able to get through those difficult times. Talk to us about what the year was like for you.
2012 has definitely been an interesting run. Most people know that I had some vocal cord issues this year, which kind of, you know, slowed things down for a minute, but it's also been an amazing year, being on the campaign trail for a little bit with the Michelle Obama, getting a chance to sing for her and the Women for Obama conference, as well as, you know, opening for Queen Latifah, traveling with Kelly Price. It's been an amazing year. It has been an amazing year, but it's also been a tumultuous year. We're in the process of building. I did leave my record label this year. That was shocking to a lot of people. Def Jam is an incredible label, and I have to say that the doors that they opened continue to stay open. You know, we still have an amazing relationship. It's just about being where you need to be. I always say that you want to be wherever your love source is blessing. So if that means you need to move rooms, you need to leave that room, then leave that room. And the hard part with a lot of us is leaving the room and not trying to go back to it, which is something that when you get ready to leave a record label, it's not a small decision, you know,
right.
Because you leave the engine – in and of itself. So what I can say, though, is that over the course of the last 2.5 years, I've had the opportunity to build some amazing relationships and to be surrounded by an awesome team. And so with that decision came much support. And even with persons like Max Goose, who signed me, it came with much support, you know, recognizing that there has to be growth. So with that, we did take on the year of creating some new visibility, around the country. Kelly Price is a sister and friend and, of course, someone I definitely look up to as a vocalist, and her longstanding career and continuing to grow. She just grabbed me and said, hey, come with me. And so we took off on a trail around the country for a little bit, getting ready and having a lot of fun. And then one morning, my voice decided to go on vacation. A lot of times when things like that happen, we become unnerved. It's, of course, how you make your money. It's a part of your livelihood. And you feel like, you know, my voice is definitely an extension of myself.
Right.
It's almost like a caricature of me, you know. And so I would say that the interesting part about it, there was a twofold thing. Of course, there was the idea that, hey, you can't sing, brother. That's a problem. You know, that's a problem. But the bigger problem became for me in recognizing that that's how I communicate with my master love source. I don't know if you've heard me say it before, but I'm really conscious about what kind of music I choose to put my voice on, or what songs and lyrics I choose to sing, because I'm conscious that that I'm just the manager of the gift, as Madonna
right.
would say. I remember sitting in church one morning, and we all, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Chef Crawford, Grammy Award nominated producer and all that good stuff. He's actually my pastor. And I remember sitting in church one Sunday morning, and they were leading, Kelly Price is a minister of music at the church as well, and they're in worship, song worship. And I wanted to join in so bad, Cyrus. I mean, I really wanted to jump in there and just hit a note, and I couldn't. And it was in that instance that I recognized and realized the power of communication with my voice and God. And it wore me out, brother. It did. But it forced me to kind of go into a cavern, if you will, to create another means of communication. It's not just that I would open my mouth and sing a song and be connected to him, but that the conversations would become more intimate, you know, in my mind, and just being, you know, even in my writing. Because for a time I had to write everything down. I couldn't even speak.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until another Sunday morning when they had asked me to join in and do some things at the church, and I was like, okay, well, I'll try, you know, I don't have very much in me, but I'll try. But my polyp had hemorrhaged. For those people who didn't know, I had a little nodule on my vocal cord that, you know, when you have a nodule on your cord, it prevents you from sounding how you normally sounded. I was blessed because I wasn't in a lot of pain, but a lot of people, it creates a constant ringing in your ear, and you're in pain from one side of your face to the other. Well, this particular morning, the vocal cord is hemorrhaged, and which means that there was a bit of blood and all that stuff. But for me, I considered it a bathing of sorts, because it wasn't until it hemorrhaged that I could sing again.
Yeah.
But in that time frame, it forced me to really look at myself, some of the decisions I was making, and where I wanted to streamline, what I wanted to be connected to. And sometimes people don't recognize it, but being forced into a place of silence is also, in my opinion, God's way of saying, hey, we need to talk.
Right.
Because if you continue with being boisterous, gregarious, and everything is about you and your moment, then you don't really have time to think about the assignment you're on.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave me time to think about the assignment I'm on. It gave me time to really think about the things that I want to be attached to and what I wanted to do moving forward. So after a period of time, like I said, I jumped back in, and I did some stuff with Queen Latifah, which was amazing. Opening for the Queen was the business. It was great to have her support and come out and talk to me and my team, my singers and band and all that stuff. We had a great time doing that. And then I went on another break for another month or so. And then I went to Miami to do some work and all that stuff. In the time frame, like I said, I just started to move around and see other things I wanted to do, which led me to the path of acting. You guys know that I've talked about doing a book before, and
right.
we've been working on that for the last year and a half, and I finally found a company to work with that believes in me and believes in my vision and wants to see that come forth. And then I ran into a gentleman, Don B. Welsh, who's a movie producer and stage play director, and he's cast me in two plays, along with another play that Kelly Price is directing. She cast me in a play. Of course, I had to fight for those roles, but it's been amazing. So now here we are at the end of 1 year, culminating, but on the precipice of a new beginning, and I am beyond elated to be here with you and all of the listeners talking about the music that's coming that they can get now. Giving You My Heart for Christmas is actually out now, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas has gone to radio, so it's spinning in L.A., it's spinning in Texas, and anybody else that needs to hear it, you need to jump on iTunes and you need to start calling in your radio stations and requesting
right.
Abraham McDonald. But, yeah, so I'm in rehearsals, man. Today I am under the weather. I'm on the phone with you. This is the first time I've opened my mouth to speak today. I've actually been on vocal rest and, like I said, not feeling so good. So I'm upstairs, up under a fleece right now, having this conversation with Conversations Live. But I had to pull it together because tomorrow I have rehearsal with Don B. Welsh, and it's an amazing cast for The First Lady of Zion happening in January in Los Angeles at the Wilshire E. Bell. Like, man, Cyrus, I mean, like, I call them gangsters, like Jack A. Harry, who I've watched from Tia and Tamara, you know, those shows to 227. Carl Anthony Payne, who was on Martin, and, of course, the Cosbys and all that stuff. He's had an amazing career. Kenny Lattimore, Vanessa Bell Calloway. I'm elated to be in such amazing company. And getting a chance to kind of stretch myself. One of the things Kelly said to me in rehearsal the other day was, she said, it's really great to see you step out of your comfort zone. I think that not being able to sing for a period of time forced me to look at other ways of being creative. What happens if I can't sing anymore? You know, which is an amazing extension of myself, but what am I called to? You know what I'm saying? And being present to that. I've in my recent conversations with people, it just seems that everybody, people I've been in conversation with, everybody's in a flurry, a scurry kind of what do I do next? And I promise you that in your silence and in your wanting to be in tow, in connection with your master love source, you'll hear the next steps, you know, or they'll come to you, much like me saying, all right, I went out on the road, September 15th marked my return to stage, and again, that was with the Balboa Music Festival, which was crazy in and of itself. People have been talking about the gunman incident that day, which I'll skip over today. It's just too much to recollect. But and then going back on the road for a month and a half, and like I said, now being back in Los Angeles and ready to work, and now I'm sick. So it's like, man, you know, it doesn't let up. But the truth is that as much as you want to do it, you'll do it. So like I said, I'm in bed. I'm not feeling well today, but I you know, you and both Conversations Live have been amazing in keeping up with me and offering me a platform to always share what's happening with me. And so I didn't want to disappoint. I didn't want to let down. So I pulled myself together with some of my mother's incredible chicken soup. She makes this tomato-based chicken soup, brother, and some cantaloupe and some water. And I'm like, yo, that'll hold me for a good hour before I need to sit down somewhere.
Right, right. Well, we're going to, I want to reset for those that are just tuning in. You were listening there to Abraham McDonald, of course. Many of you have gotten to hear him on this program over the past few years. He was just talking to us about the year that was 2012 for him, the high points, the learning times, and then, of course, you know, where he is now, preparing for the next chapter. I want to get a couple more questions in here, Abraham, and I think one of them has to do with social media. We've talked about it before. You know, it kind of was interesting in May when your sister came on this program and was telling our listeners what we had gotten to know through your website, which was, you know, what was going on with the vocal challenges. What was it like for you? I mean, you have been an inspiration for other people. What was it like for you then to then be the individual who was being inspired by your fans?
Oh, well, that's been quite amazing to be 100, bro. It's amazing the kind of it, you know, like I remember as a kid, you hear these prayers about your name being on the mouths of people you can even see. And in today's generation, you're able to actually see that your name is on the mouths of the people you don't know, from not just here in America, but around the world. When my vocal cords went out, people reached from Germany, from Australia, from Kenya. It wasn't just a thing, and it didn't solidify my significance necessarily to music or my contributions, but what it did is it made it more real that people are part of you as you grow. Mm-hmm. The love has kept me afloat when I had problems believing myself. And believing in myself again, when your gift is tampered with, it makes you question things. Not just am I talented? That part is easy, but were they just here because I was talented? You know,
right.
And the thing has been, it's been amazing, Cyrus, because people have fallen in love beyond the gift of song, and that's my dream. My dream, when people ask me how do you qualify success, I've had a number of ways of saying it, but my in 2012, it's become the significance, and significance to the things where I pour myself, my family and my friends, being available to those who may need a hand or a kind word. So the people reaching out to me availed and solidified significance. Like, hey, yo, man, we're counting on you. We're rooting for you. It's much like, I don't know if you've been keeping up, but I started a weight loss journey,
right.
One that's become more public. In the past, since 2010, I'd started the weight loss journey and kind of walking. People don't know, but then when I was on Oprah, I was dadgum near 500 pounds. This chocolate is wrapped very well, so so you know it didn't look like such. And of course, I'm my mother's son, so we gonna wear it well, whatever it is. But over the course of the last year, and with the help of theherbs.com, I've lost 100 pounds and still going. And so it's been amazing. Like when people see me on carpet or in public, and they're like, wow. It's really funny because I'm 6'8", man. But when you have more weight on you, you look shorter. So
right.
It's really interesting that people nowadays are like, wow, you're so tall. You're so tall. And I'm like, hey, guys, I've always been 6'8". I'm just smaller.
Right.
You know. But what we're doing with the herbs is we're walking it out, man. I let me tell you, Cyrus, like when I look – last week, I was having a moment, and I just, you know, in social media, you do have to be careful what you say and how you say it. But I was having a day where, to be honest, Cyrus, I didn't give a damn. I just needed to say what I needed to say and keep moving.
Right.
And I was having a day. I said, hey, I said, weight loss is the hardest thing I've ever done. And secretly, I just want to jump in a pot of gumbo and make it to shore riding a big piece of cornbread, you know. And I was telling people, hey, I need cheerleaders this time, because the truth is I'm cheering for fried chicken and potato salad or something like that. Well, man, the number of people who reached out, from likes, hitting the like button, to, you know, 80 comments of people just saying, hey, you've been an inspiration to me over the course of the last 4.5, 5 months. We need you to keep going, because with you, I've lost 40 pounds. With you, I've lost 20 pounds. With you, I hadn't even seen myself walk this long. But now with you, I'm doing it, you know. Again, that's significant. That's significant to the audience that I believe God is directing me to. Hey. This is not necessarily about you, Abe, and though I will get to wear a nice Giorgio Armani suit with some wingtips and look fly, it really is about, you know, being able to lead a charge and people saying, hey, that is the very thing that I've needed to survive. When Kelly Price grabbed my hand and said, hey, come with me, that was the very thing I needed to survive.
Exactly. And I think, you know what, as you said, you know, you've been that cheerleader for other people, and now, of course, to be able to have that, to be able to reciprocate that back to you, I know has to be an amazing feeling. Abraham McDonald, everyone, is our guest. As he mentioned, and we had played here at the beginning of the program, Giving You My Heart for Christmas is his holiday single. It's available now on iTunes. Definitely make sure you pick that up. But also, you mentioned, of course, your other single, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, as well. Abraham, talk to us about the significance of the holidays this year for you. I mean, is anything different on that front, considering what the past 11 months have been like?
Well, you know, I would say that the this year has been, you know, my family has gone through some things, and it just made me more grateful for family, having my mom and my aunt, and being able to just sit around with them and hang out, or to go, you know, the other night, my aunt texted me and said, hey, let's do a holiday run, and, you know, we jumped in the car, I grabbed her, and we went and picked up all of these cool little toys and whatnot, you know, just for decorations and all that stuff. This year, the year has taught me, again, when I use the word significance, family. We spend a lot of time as Americans wanting to build the American dream, but a lot of times when we're doing that, we forget about those people we were building the dream for. And I think that this year has taught me, because they stepped up to say, hey, we want to take care of you. Even with me not feeling well today, I've gotten text messages and calls. Hey, can I bring anything over? Do you need anything? Again, it just taught me the value and the weight of having family available. And though I've always loved my family, and we've always been, you know, Ace Boon Coons, and, you know, we're all good, I just think that this year, in tightening the belt and making those business decisions, has made us all look at each other and say, hey, wait a minute, I value you differently. I value you even bigger than what I thought before. And I think that happens, though, as you become a little older. You recognize that, you know, you may know 10,000 people, but that doesn't make them all friends.
Right.
You're in a bellow of, like, man, with me, I remember a couple of weekends this year passing, weeks and weekends where I was traveling so much, bro, that I couldn't tell you where I was. But the one thing that I knew was sure is that when I got home, I'd have a great hot meal for my mother, you know?
Right.
Again, bro. Yo, if you're not taking care of family, family don't take care of you. So that would have been me just being on the road and then coming home and to a dark, cold home.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I think songs like I'm Giving You My Heart for Christmas, as well as Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, kind of reminds us of that whole time of the season, Abraham. We're glad that you could, of course, end the year with us, being able to remind our listeners to pick those up. And Abraham McDonald, everyone, is our guest. You can keep up with him by going to his website at MrAbrahamMcDonald.com. There you can have the buttons for his Twitter, Facebook, also his YouTube, and even MySpace, for you guys who are still going to MySpace as well. Abraham, man, we hope you get to feeling better soon, and we look forward to, of course, 2013 in our next conversation.
That sounds good, Cyrus. Well, I want to make sure that Los Angeles knows that on December 20th, I'll be hosting my nonprofit's annual toy drive, the Dreamland Foundation. We will be with Shea Welch over at Pips on La Brea, which is a great Italian restaurant. And, you know, you come have a great meal, bring a toy or two, and hear some awesome music. I'll be there singing. And I have some amazing friends that will be stopping by as well.
All right, so December the 20th, we want to make sure we keep that in mind, too. And, Abraham, again, it goes without saying, man, continue blessings, and we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, Cyrus. Thanks, Tyler.
You're welcome, man. Now, for those who came in late and missed part of the conversation or even missed hearing Giving You My Heart for Christmas, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast, including the song, by going to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Also, we've tagged Abraham on both of those places as well. If you're not following him on Twitter or following at least his page on Facebook, you can find it on our page. Just make sure you click on that link. It'll take you directly there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Yeah. Oh.